today's daf is daf Nun Vav, and we were holding on the bottom of Nun Hei Omid Beis, where we were questioning what the reason is that Rabbi Yehuda said in Shkolim that you did not have a container, a pushker, what we call the shofar, it was shaped like a shofar, for Kinei Chova. We said the reason there was because of the Ta'arovet. So originally we thought that meant that you'll get confused as to whether it's in the right pushker, so that you may end up taking Nedova for Chova or vice versa. And that, we thought, was connected to our mission here in Yoma, and that the reason that Rabbi Yehuda was afraid of such things is because he did not rely on writing what the purpose of the thing was. He was afraid that a sign could always be ignored, and maybe that's the reason that he said over here in Yoma that you only have one basis, one kan in the Heichal, and it all tied together. But then we showed that that doesn't make any sense at all, because after all, it was Rabbi Yehuda himself who said that there were 13 different shofarot, and the way to know which one was which was only because it had a sign on it that said what its purpose was. Obviously, it does rely on ketiva, in which case we need to go back and examine why it is, therefore, that he said that we're afraid that there will be a tarovet. So we ended up saying it means that there'll be a tarovet in case one of the women who gave a kinei chova would die. And we would know that she had died. So we have a problem now, a tarovet of a chatot ametot. And then we would really have a problem on our hands. So better not to have that pushket off. We ended yesterday's daf with the question, v'nivror. Let's take a look at that inside again. 5 lines up. V'nivror arba'a zuze. V'nishte b'maya v'anich nishtru. Why exactly is there a problem? Why can't we simply take the value of the chatat amita? Take out that money and say, okay, this money that I'm taking out now is the money that was meant for that chatat, and now we'll throw it out. It's a chatat amita. Yeah. Exactly how... Well, let me just finish the next line. So the Gemara answered, yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda let lay brayer. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that by selecting a certain coin, 4 zuzim, that we have any right to say that these 4 zuzim are the zuzim that the person had dedicated, and that therefore we're now left with the mixed zuzim. No way to simply pick it out. The question is that Scott raised yesterday is, if that's the case, then we never should be able to use the pushket. It has nothing to do with dying. Why aren't we afraid that we're going to be taking X money for Y? The chatas has to be brought for the person that you're taking it for. And how do we know we're not taking money that was for the Eloys and using it for the, you know, for the, that was, if we end up taking up money that was half of the money of one and half of the money of other and bringing a cane with it, so again, we're going to be mixing so-and-so's money with so-and-so's money. So let's ask this question, actually. Why aren't we afraid of taruvat chova b'chova? You're telling me he's afraid of taruvat chova b'nidava. And when we take the money out, why aren't we afraid that we're going to confuse different peoples? We'll say, we'll take, Tastosis puts it, some of Rachel's money and some of Leah's money, and we'll mix them together, and we're going to bring down money that has nothing to do with one violin. Why aren't we afraid of that? Tastosis suggests that each person indeed would give their money in a wrapper. So we would have the schum for the cane, and then we would bring that wrapper by the two birds. It was always determined by what the kohen would do. If it wasn't at the time of lakicha, it was in the time of lakicha. And therefore, it was always brought l'shem mishehi, whoever was the one that had given this money. This is who it's for. So if we learn that that's the case, it has nothing to do with Breira at all. And then the case over here would be, well, we can't take one and say that this one we're going to throw out. Maybe this is not the one that was supposed to be thrown out. So there'd be no connection between the two sugyas. But there's an interesting approach that the Tosafot Yeshoni brings from other of the Balei Tosafot. Why don't you take a look 3 lines up from the bottom here? Well, I don't know, actually, there's so many different prints nowadays. You can't really point to them. Tosafot Yeshoni says, in the name of Rabbeinu Elchanan, that it might even be talking about Pirish Demaya Shaper below Tzrorot, even if they're not wrapped. Even if you don't hold of Breira, there isn't a problem. Why? Because you can make it tonight, mitchila. That im yikach ha-kohen ha-ma'ot, shel kol echad ve'echad mutar. That if, in fact, the kohen ends up taking the money that was for me and the money that was for you, and some of that's great, that would be wonderful. Ve'im lav, yichalalu ha-ma'ot shel lokeach ha-kohen, oto ha-kein ba'avulo, al elu b'chol makom shehen. So that what you do is that you give the money l'chatchila, that it should be mechulal on the kein that is being, ends up being brought for you. So if they take another one, then you're simply exchanging your money. So each person gives in l'chatchila with the understanding that the money is indeed mixed, and that wherever it is, it should be mechulal on that cane. V'yitein mo'ot halalo she'en chulin l'mocher, so that the money that he is taking now will be mechulal wherever it is on that cane, and therefore the money now comes out to be chulin, and the mocher who's selling the bird has money that is not kodesh. V'zemuvurav mitchila she'mo'ot shelo yitchalalu kulam ala kein. That's not called brera, because all that you're doing is you're leaving open the opportunity for chilul. Now this is not so pashut. There's a tremendous machlokas rishonim about the concept that goes behind these words of Rabbeinu Elchanan. And in fact, there's major machlokas in how to define the difference between a normal tnai, a condition, where the condition is dependent on something in the future, and the question of brayer. This is something that now, if we see how it's nogei at the beginning of the sugya, we should keep in mind as we learn this next daf, today's daf.
Didn't we deal with a similar question in
Shkalim?
That was basically the answer that we gave over there.
Yeah, we did indeed. We did a number of times. But today, because this is Sugya Breira, I want to go into a little bit more. Answers the Gemara then for yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Lechle Breira. That would be very nice according to the Rabbanan, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he doesn't hold of Breira, so therefore there's nothing for him to do, and he doesn't allow us to have a cane that could be a mix-up for everybody else. How do we know that? Minalan. How do we know that Rebbe Yehuda doesn't hold a brera? We've had this sugya many times before. We can probably run through it quickly. Ilema miha de tinan. Is it because of the Mishnah in Demai? Now, the truth is, there is no such Mishnah in Demai. The first part is a Mishnah in Demai, as Tosis points out. But the Mishnah does not discuss in Demai Divrei Rebbe Meir. It doesn't explain the machlokas Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. So this really should say the Tanya, because we're interested in Rebbe Yehuda Shiva, not Rebbe Meir Shiva. And that appears only in the Braita. Halokeach yayim ibein akut. Erev Shabbos Yip Chashecha. The guy is coming along now. Buying wine from Kutim now, of course, nowadays, you're not allowed to buy wine from Kutim, because they ended up being Gozer Alehem. But they're Ka'akum Lechol Davar, so there's no way to buy wine from people. Before that Gezerah. Now here you've got a problem, it's right before Shabbos, you buy a bottle of wine, you don't have any kalim on you to pour out that wine and to say this should be truma, this should be meiser, and so on. So now what are you going to do? You can't take off your trumas and meisers. You can't trust the kutim, even though they themselves are makbid, but they're not makbid for other people. They don't hold that there's a problem of lifnei either. So you need to take off, you have no way of taking off. What can you do? Omeg v'omer, what you can do is simply say like this. Shnei lugin shani atid lafrish. Look, I'm going to drink this wine over Shabbos, and by the end of Shabbos, there's going to be wine left at the bottom of the bottle. The wine that's left at the bottom of the bottle should be split up in the following ways. From now, so harei hin truma, two lug of this bottle. Obviously, this is a barrel, really, not a bottle. If it's two lug, at the bottom here should be truma. Asara, maaser rishon. By the way, if we were talking about regular demai that we were buying from an amaretz, we wouldn't take off truma, because we're saying that everybody takes off truma. Demai is only a takona on things post truma. The maaser truma is maaser. So clearly, this is a discussion that relates specifically to the case of buying from kutim. Tosis brings many other reasons why it's specifically a case of kutim, but here we see immediately one is obvious. So harei hin truma, asara, maaser rishon, 10 of what's left. Now, this is not exactly true, is it? Because we've already taken off two lug out of the 100. 10 meaning 10% is not accurate anymore. Right? Unless, as Tosef says, unless we're choshesh that maybe they did take off truma. So if they did take off truma, that means that everything I have is chayev in meiser, so then it would have to be 10%. And I couldn't take off, say, 10% only of the 98% that's left. I couldn't say that, because then maybe I would be ending up relying on it on something that wasn't true. I was assuming that truma hadn't been taken. This is real truma. Maybe it's not real truma. But Tosef says that really doesn't work out, because if that's the case, then you have to make up your mind. In other words, either you believe that the kuti was mitakim and was marked that I'm giving you something mitukan, or you don't. But there's no possible way to say, because he in his mind is not making a distinction. He's marked to take off trumas and maisers completely, just not for you. So if he was marked on doing it for you on the truma, he'd be marked on doing it for you on the maiser. When it comes to the amaretz, we don't have that logic. There the amaretz gives truma because it doesn't cost him anything, because chitachat poter to tekri. And on the rest, he's rationalized. He take off any little bit, even one little bit. So maybe he won't keep the rub on him, but also certainly he'll be yotzei. But that logic we don't have for the kuti. Therefore, Tosfos says it's really not true that it's 10%. It's actually 9.8%. But whatever, we're using an approximation over here. So 10 should be maaser rishon, which leaves us with 90. Out of that, I take off 10, which is 9 now. So 9 is maaser sheni. And now mechel, he now is mechalel the maaser sheni. Mishotemiyad, and he can begin drinking. Even though Lamaisa, what's left at the bottom of the bottle, won't be there until the end of the day. And he has no idea what that is. How can he rely on having done something that isn't even going to become Nogea till later? Clearly, Rabbi Meir to prayer. Can't do it on Shabbos. So he's relying as if now something that will happen later is has been defined retroactively in time. So he's back to the future, so to speak. So in other words, his wine is all taken care of.
He's got to say this out.
He's got to say this out. Yeah. This is clearly prayer. It relies on a future event having determined in the past something already. Which means that there's an innate relationship between the situation as it is now and what will be later. If you hold Ein Brera, this is Rashi's classic, not here, but in the other places where this is brought. This is Rashi's classic definition of Ein Brera, that whatever was going to be Truma and Meiser and so on at this moment is irrelevant to what ends up being Truma and Meiser. You can't say that there's some connection between them because it's completely random. So therefore, what ends up being taken off Truma, why does that have anything to do with what would have been at this minute had I taken off Truma? The fact that something does happen doesn't mean it was going to happen. It only means that it happened when it happened. No, it has to do in general with the randomness of events, that there's no causality in terms of what is going to, Yeah, but it's just exactly the same thing as a Salah.
Even the Salah
would work with it? You mean if it's already Mavura, then I don't need prayer. You're telling me that you're already pointing to where the Truma and the Meiser is. That's something else. Yeah, that's not Brera thing. But in any case where you need to relate to Brera, where I cannot point right now to where I'm putting the Trumas and Meisers, I need Brera. So that would require a Birur LeBafreya. Now, by the way, not everybody agrees that the meaning of Meichal is to be Mechalel. Because Tosfos says, how can you be Mechalel? It doesn't say, you don't know where it is. And you haven't been Meyachet Lo Makom. You didn't say over here, Litzvono, Lidromo. You just said it should be there somewhere. You can't be Mechalel something which is just somewhere.
Because
of Brera, that's the whole point.
But the point
of being a liquid, it's more solid. If it was a solid, you could have specified a level. If it's a solid, I wouldn't need Brera. So, therefore, Tosfos learns, Mechel doesn't mean Mechel to be Mechalel. It means you can drink it without Mechel either to begin, or he says some have a girth of Mechel to be Mechel, meaning mix it now with your water and drink it if you like. You don't need to do chilo. Rashi learns it. Some learn that Rashi holds that it doesn't mean to say that it was just Mekatzer, but Rabbi Meir agrees that you should say on the north side, on the south side, and so on and so forth. At that point, you're Mechel. But what's important to us now is that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, Osri, you cannot do that, they say. I assume that the reason that you cannot do that is because Alma in Brera. They hold that there is no way to be mitakein now based on something that is going to be happening in the future. So lechora, that's what it must mean. Alma in Brera, mimai. How do you know that that's the reason? Dilma shayne hatam kidiktani taima. I understand. It continues on to say there, in the Brera. Omru lo l'Rabbi Meir, I atam odeh shema yibaka hanod, v'nimtza shotet v'alim l'mafreya? Do you not agree that there's always a chance that maybe your little container over here will break, and if it breaks, there never will be anything that was set aside. And then we'll know about the future, all right, that you didn't take off Meisers at all. So then you will have been drinking tevel the whole time. So how can you rely on something that may never even happen? There's supposed to be a chashash that there won't be a Brera. But that doesn't mean that they don't hold of Brera. Maybe if there would be no chashash, they would agree that there would be Brera. So that has nothing to do with the question of Brera. V'amar lahem, and he said to them, okay, l'kishi baka, when it breaks, we'll worry about it, okay? But now can we be okay? Because right now it's here. What's your problem? That maybe it won't be Mavura? So put it in Fort Knox. There's nothing inherent here that creates a problem of Ein Brera, because maybe it will not be Mavura. So take care of it, that it shouldn't break. That isn't the issue. If it breaks, you'll have a problem. That's no different than anything else in life. So Mamela, we see that the real basis for the argument is not whether there's Brera or not, but whether we need to be Choshesh when something may not come Lidei Birur. Of course. You mean he should just get away with leaving it out and then having it a virtual Trumas and Meisers? He can't do that. I have to actually be there, sure. It's not three, it's a lot more than three. Out of the 100, he took off 2 for Meiser. 10, supposedly, or 9.8. And 2 for Truma, 9.8 and 9. Okay, good. But he still has his vice regent. Okay, so therefore, this is not a raya. I mean, what was the hava? I mean, if they said b'feir shemi, but God knows, what is it? What was the thing? Tosfos says, look, you often find in the Gemara that someone, in trying to dissuade another of his argument, will say something that is not necessarily relevant to the questioner's argument, but he'll say, I mean, even if you're right, shouldn't we worry about this? But it doesn't mean that I really am saying this is my reason. I have a deeper reason. My reason is that there's no brayer at all. So therefore, the Gemara didn't see that this necessarily meant that he holds a brayer. But on the other hand, it certainly doesn't prove that he doesn't hold a brayer. I mean, maybe this is his right. So this is not yet a proof. Okay, so what is the proof that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a brayer? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Matnel Shnei Dvorim Ke'echad. You cannot make, he's referring to the case of Eruvin, you cannot make something conditional on two possible outcomes. Now, at this point, we believe it's talking about like this. Somebody wants to make an Erev on Shabbos. He knows that there's going to be two grand performances. You know, those days, the Shiurim of Shabbos, those were the performances. The question is, does he want to go to the Wagner? Does he want to go to the Verdi? Which opera is he going to attend? Beautiful Shir of Rosh on Shabbos. What's he going to attend? So he decides, you know what? I'm going to make two Erevs. I'll put one Lemizrach, one Lemarav, and then we'll decide which one that we should go to. That you can't do. Lekan v'kan lo. You've got to make up your mind. But what you can do, this is again what we think, is you can put down an Erev on either side, and you can say, look, I don't know where the Chacham is coming to yet. Say the Chacham is on a diagonal, so that from him to the city, he could go to the city that this person lives in, he could go either to the east or to the west, but either side would be beyond the Tchum of that city. But I don't know yet where this guy is going to decide to go. I don't know where the Chacham is going. So what I'll do is I'll put an Erev to both sides, and then when it turns out that he went to the west side, so now I'll make it tonight that my Erev should be in the west side. And if it's in the east side, it should be in the east side. It doesn't make any sense, because it's exactly the same as the other question. Why would there be a difference between the two cases? You're telling me the two Chachamim should come and we should determine which one is my Erev, that's no good. But that I should have two Eruvin in which wherever he ends up showing up, that would be good. Why is that any better? I need to remember, when am I kind of my Erev? Before Shabbos. I need to know now where my Erev is. In either case, I seem to be saying that my Erev will be defined by something that happens later. So how was I kind of Shvisa? Unless you hold Breira. But if you hold Breira, then you should be able to be Kena no matter what the thing was that you need to be Mavar. What's Nafkamina if you're being Mavar, which side the Chacham ends up deciding to go to, or which side you end up wanting to attend? The same issue. It's a Breira issue. So asks the Gemara, Vavinabam, we ask there, Maishan Lekan Vekan Lelo, I don't understand the logic here. Why can't you make an Erev to either side, leaving open the option, which will then define retroactively where you were Kona Shvita? Obviously, the Ein Breira, because you hold the Ein Breira. So how can you leave an Erev to either side, and then retroactively define Shvita by the point of when the Chacham arrives? I don't get it. It's also Breira. And the only way we had out of this is V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Kishekvar ba Chacham. And we misunderstood the situation here. The Chacham has arrived. He's not coming on Shabbos. He's here. My telephone is out of order. I have no idea where he is. And it's going to take me a few hours to find out where he is. So therefore, I say, look, if he's on the east side, this should be my Erev. If he's on the west side, this should be my Erev. Nothing is left now to an event that will happen. The event already happened. It's only a question of my finding out what happened. That's not Breira. So wherever the Chacham is, that's where my Makom Shvita is. You're saying, but you don't know. So you don't know. So you'll find out. Who cares? That is only with Breira. Now this, Ayo is quoting from Rabbi Yehuda. So that means that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the only possible tznai that you could make on an Erev is a tznai that already has been mevurar, just that you're going to find out about it. No, so you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. So if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira, there's no way for us to take out the money for the cain, in this case of the chova, of the woman who died. And therefore, he says, what are you going to do? You're going to end up with 1,000 kinim, all of which now are suffik hatot ametot. And how exactly are you going to proceed now? You can't bring them. You're going to trace everybody that put money into this thing today and are relying on the fact that Bezdin is going to bring it? This is a disaster. So forget about it. Don't put up a pushka for kinei chova. It's the only thing to do. Of course, that leaves us still unclear about, so why couldn't there be two basisim? Because now we're saying he does rely on people reading what it says. That's why he can have 13 separate pushkins. He's not afraid you're going to put in the wrong pushkin. Okay, but at least we now know the logic for the mixture that he's afraid of the kinim. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, okay, so now you're telling me the reason for not having the chova is because there's no way out of the problem with Breira, because I don't hold a Breira. Therefore, we don't want you to be putting in money that may end up being a disaster for us. Okay, but anything else, 13 different signs, ktiva itle, that he holds people will read. So getting back to our Mishnah, So then on Yom Kippur, Nami, Navi Trey. Very simple. Let's make two basisim. One for the Dhamma Par, one for the Dhamma Sawyer. Put a little sign on it. And that way, he'll say, even if he loses concentration for a moment, he just looks back and he says, oh, right, here's the Par. And he'll take the Dhamma Par and he won't get mixed up. What's the problem? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you can't do that? Says the Gemara, Mishum Chushta, the Kohen Gadol Lava Datet. We are afraid, because of the tremendous pressure and the strain that the Kohen Gadol has been going through, he may simply forget to look. So he's doing things. He remembers he put it down here, not realizing that he got confused and that he had put that down there 10 seconds before, because that was the Dhamma Sawyer, and he may take it without looking and just rely on the fact that he remembers. Forget about the question of whether you rely on writing. Forget about writing. The Dhamma Par and Dhamma Sawyer are not really the same at all, are they? I mean, the Dhamma Par is immensely more Dham than a Dhamma Sawyer. Now you're going to get mixed up between one and the other. You got one with a ton of Dham from a Par and then a little Sawyer with a little bit of Dham. So, first of all, Belokti Vanami, Hai Nafish Vahai Zutar. I mean, one is very large, one is small. And don't try to tell me, Vechitema, you're going to tell me, well, just because a Par has a lot of blood doesn't mean you put all the blood into the container. Maybe you just take one container of blood of both. No, not true. Don't try to tell me that Loma Kabele Lekule, because Omer of Yehuda, Hashochet, Tzarek Shekabel, Et Kol Damo Shel Par, Shenema Vet Kol Dam HaPar Yishpocha Yisod HaMizbeah. So that means it'd be easy to see which one is the Dam HaPar and which one is the Dam HaSar. Now you'll tell me, but what about if some of it's filled? So now it's the same amount. Chitei Medimah Mishtapach Minei. They don't look the same. A Dam of a Par and a Dam HaSar are different colors. Hai Sumak V'Hai Chivah, Hai Chivah V'Hai Sumak. As we said before, that when we were talking about the Zahav Parvayim, that it was the color of Dam Parim. That means that anybody could tell the difference between a Dam HaPar and a Dam HaSar. It was the whole story with the blood of Yosef. They needed to fool Yaakov Avinu. You have to match up the blood. So if that's the case, anyway, you have to ask yourself, why would Rabbi Yehuda not assume that Kohen Gadol knows the difference? Obviously, it's because that he's concerned that Bishum Chul should Kohen Gadol have a daite. It has nothing to do with Ketiva. So it's not going to help you put up a sign. You put up a sign. The same problem. If he's not paying attention, he's not going to pay attention to the sign either. Therefore, you might as well say about the Ketiva also, or Kanani. It's the same issue if you write a sign. We would also have to say Mishum Chul should Kohen Gadol have a daite. It's Yalav Yavo. You just go right by it. Big letters, Biyom Rosh Chodesh. So as far as the opening question is concerned, why is this any different than a Tanai that is going to happen in the future? We opened up the Masechta, remember, with the discussion of giving the get to the... We had the problem if he would have either two wives or no wives. We created a whole case of how... if one dies, then the get of the other one should be chal, so on and so forth. But why... There's millions of cases like this throughout the Gemara, where somebody gives a get if I don't come, so you know, that type of thing. I mean, why isn't all of that questions of Brera? It hasn't been determined now. It will be determined later. You want something to be chal from now. If it's to be chal from now, based on something that's going to happen later, then it should be a question of Brera. So the truth is that Rashi learns that any Tanai which demands a chalos now, that is based on an event later, indeed is dependent on prayer. But most Rishonim don't hold that. I mean, obviously, any Tanai where I don't need to define it now has nothing to do with prayer. You can make any Tanai you want. If it's going to happen at the time that the Tanai happens, I mean, that's not prayer. But wherever there's an issue where something has to happen now, like here, I want it to be Trumas and Maisers now, not later. It's not going to help me later, because then I'm going to be drinking Teva all Shabbos. I need to take off my Trumas and Maisers now. Or I need to give the get now. It's just that whatever is going to trigger the get, it's going to trigger it later. So there are others who learn that the only time that we say an issue of Brera is where you have two alternatives, both of which are going to be defined by your Tanai. If you have only a yes or no alternative, so then that doesn't enter into Brera. This other Ramban learns, the Meiri learns, and so on.
Something will happen. When something right. will happen.
Right. In other words, if I have two possibilities, then I have three possibilities. Either this, or neither. In a regular Tanai, it's either this or this. In other words, either this will happen or won't happen. Either it will happen or won't happen, that we don't say is a function of Brera. Because I don't have to define a particular relationship. It's not that this thing will be either Tevel or Truma, or this will be the part that was the non-Truma, this part will be the Truma, and so on. But Mashenkin, in a normal way, either the other wife, like we had in the beginning of the Sechta, will die or won't die. If she does die, then this get is chal. This is massive sugya, the question of the relationship of Brera and Tanai. I just raise it here because Lamaisa, a lot of the discussion revolves around the sugya in Yuma, of all places, particularly, even though this occurs in many, many other locations. Fine, so now says the Gemara, okay, but now we're coming out with our Mishnah not explained. Says the Gemara, no, we do explain it, but it has nothing to do with Brera. It has to do with Chulshit HaGoyim Gadol, we've already seen. We've made many takanas because of Chulshit HaGoyim Gadol. We've changed a lot of our anhagas b'shum Chulshit HaGoyim Gadol. This is another one. Except that this one is entirely a mental chulshah. Before now, we were talking about physical chulshah. We were saying that the level of stress and tiredness and so on is also going to affect his mental performance, something which is a well-known phenomenon that is taken into consideration in every highway sign that tells you to take a rest when you're tired and you lose your concentration. Comes along now the Gemara to discuss the way that this was set over by a Tana that doesn't make any sense. Ahud Enochis Kamei de Rava. Amar, there was at the time of Rava, there was a Shliach Tzibur actually, who was saying over, they had a minig, we have the minig, say over the Aveda of the Kohen Gadol. They had their own little pews. And he said, Yatza v'nicho al-kanshin yishbeichal. So he was describing the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol when he was doing the Musa. So he said, he went out, put the dam on the second kan, natal dam hapar v'niach. Now that, of course, makes absolutely no sense. You can't have it both ways. The Natal Dama Par V'Nier Dama Sa'ir is only said, Alib de Rabbi Yehuda, where there was only one Kan. And then if he had already said, Yatzavi Nicho Akan Sheni, which was the Rabbanan, who said that when you went out, you put down the blood before taking up the other blood. There was another one. So this makes no sense at all, this Girsa. Omar Lay, so even though it was the middle of davening, I mean, this Rava couldn't take this. Excuse me! Chodek Rabbanan V'Chodek Rabbi Yehuda. How do you have a piyut that has two different shitas that are chaylak on each other? This is wrong. Ema changed that to say, Iniach Dam HaSa'ir V'Natal Dam HaPar, which is the correct way to say it. I'll leave it to the Rabbanan. Okay, the next thing the Mishnah says is that after completing now the Hazayah on the Bein HaBadim, or the area that would have been Bein HaBadim, he then picks the Dam to be Yiza Mimeno La Parochet Keneged Aron Mibachutz. He now does the Hazayah, now of the Par is where we're up to, and he does this Hazayah on the Parochet facing what would have been the Mokom Aron in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, on the outside of the Parochet. Tana Rabbanan, Torah says, V'chein Yaseh La'ohel Moreid HaShochein Itam B'tok Tumosam. So first we have V'chiper Al HaKodesh, Mitumot B'nei Yisrael, Mipish. First, the Kohen is Mechaper on the Kodesh, meaning in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then, V'chein Yaseh L'Ol Moed, which is the Heichal. Should now go out to be Mechaper on the Ol Moed. What does that mean, V'chein Yaseh? Ma Tamud Lomar? K'shem Shemazeh Lifnai V'lifnim, Kach Mazeh Beheichal. It means to make a parallel, a complete parallel, between the Hazoyos Pnim and the Hazoyos HaHeichal. Ma Lifnai V'lifnim, Achas L'ma L'Veshev L'ma T'Midam HaPar, Kach Mazeh Beheichal. In the same way that we had, taking the par, one going up, but seven going down, you do the same thing facing the parochet outside. And just like there was of the Dama Sayers, one up and seven down, kach mazeh beheichal, so too does he do in the heichal. Concludes the posik. What does this mean? That the Shechina is there? Afilu b'shashem t'meim Shechina imahem. This tells us that the Shechina remains in the Mishkan even when Klal Yisrael is tamei. Omar le'ahu mina l'Rabbi Chanina. So one of the minim, set Reb Chanina, now you can't deny the fact that you Jews have lost it. Hashta bori tmei maton. You are definitely tmei, it says in the pasuk, to mata bishulea. You can look at Klal Yisrael and you can see the blood stains in her garments. So she's vadai tmei. Omar lei, said Rebbe Chanina to him, so what? Chazima kativbu, hashocheni tam betoch tumatam. You're trying to say that the Shechina has switched and has found better people. But Lamaisa, the Pasuk says not like that. You're bringing me the Pasuk in Eicha that says that we're all Tamei. What does that have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu switching us for anybody else? Even though we're Tamei. Amazing. Even though we're Tamei, HaShocheni Tam B'tov Tumasam. So we had our introduction to Eicha today. It's a good way to face it.
Yeah, we not read it.
Yeah, it's always a chance. Okay, let's do our quick review. Brief review. Rabbi Yehuda let Lebrera, min Nolan. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Osrin, why would they be Osrin? Apparently, because Ein Breira, who said? Maybe it has nothing to do with Ein Breira, it has to do with what they told Rabbi Meir. Omer the Rabbi Meir, Iyata Modesh Shemi Yibaka Anod, V'nim Tashotet Valim L'mafreya, V'yomar Lehem, Nu, I'll worry about it, L'kish Yibaka. So this is not a good proof that he doesn't know the Breira. Elam Yitani Ayo. Yitani Ayo reviewed on there, Ein adamat tanar shnei dvarim ke'echad. All he could say is, Yimbachacham l'mizrach, eruvah l'mizrach. Marav, eruvah l'marav. Aval l'kan v'l'kan? To leave it open? Lo. V'avinam v'maishon l'kan v'l'kan lo. I understand. What's the difference? Because ein breira. L'mizrach l'marav nami ein breira. And Rabbi Yochanan explained, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Alibadayo. He was talking about kishikvar bachacham. In which case, obviously doesn't hold of breira from the future. So Ashdami Rabbi Yehuda ein breira. And he does hold of Ktiva because it says in Shkolim that he holds of Ktiva. So how do you explain Yom HaKippurim? Nami Navitre, why can't we make two basisim? Menichtov alayim. That's a different issue. That's Mishub Chush Lekoin God Alavadayte. Dilote Mahachi. Forget about the Ktiva. You'd have to ask this to yourself. Hai Nofish Vai Zuter. V'chite melo mekabel elokule, om Rabbi Yehuda, asher chetzar shekabel et kol damo shapar, that's Rabbi Yehuda himself, shemer kol damo, et kol dama par yishpoch, yisod mizbeah. V'chite ma, well, maybe it turned over, mishtapach mine. So what? You can still see the difference, I chiva vaisumak. Ella, clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds, mishum chush rekoin god, ol avadayte, no, if that's the case of anayim, mishum chush rekoin god, ol avadayte. Once you've agreed that we have to write, you're already telling me we can't rely on the writing. Ahud enochis kamidu rova, Omar, in his Chazor HaShatz, Yatzav, Yimicho, Akan, Shenish, Beichal, Natal, Dama, Par, Vinir, Dama, Sair. What's the matter with you? Chodek Rabbonu, V'chodek Rav Yudah. Ema, Yimir, Dama, Sair, V'natal, Dama, Par. Yizami, Menu, Allah, Parochit, Keneged, Aron, Mibachut, Tan, Rabbonu. וכן יעשה לו על המועד השוכן איתם בתוך דוגמתם, מה תמוד לומר? כשם שמזה לפני ולפנים, כך מזה בהיכל. מה לפני ולפנים, אחת למעלה ושבע למטה מדם הפר, כך מזה בהיכל. וכשם שלפני ולפנים, אחת למעלה ושבע למטה מדם השעיר, כך מזה בהיכל. Continues the pasuk Hashchein itam betoch tumotam to tell us that afilu b'shat she'in tmeim shechina imahem. Omar le'ahumun amina l'Rabbi Chanina. Ah, hashta bori tmeim aton. תכתיב תומתה בשוליה, אמר לה, נו, תחזי מה כתיבו, השוכן איתם, בתוך תומתה, אפילו בזמן שהם טמאים, שכינה שרויה ביניהם. Yeah, but the tzeduki is a censor.
Because they were long gone by then.
Yeah.
That's what the Christian would say.
The Christian would say, with tzeduki.
That's what they worship.
So this led to the